Hi, everybody. Well, today's Friday. We're on Station 2 if you're on an archive. And we're going to wonderful evening. This is our paranormal night. And the day today is May 15th, 2015. Boy, we got a lot of fives there. So let's clear the date first. So here we go, clearing away fives. So one, four, and five. That's ones, two ones. So one, two, three, four, five. And then we got a two and a zero. So we'll clear those. One, two, three, four, five. Okay, voila. Should feel better already. We can end the show. let's start off here with clearing, dealing with your emotionality of whatever you're dealing with, trauma, stuff that might have a problem for you, okay? Oh, here we go. Think of a situation. Help to clear that. So one, two, three, four, and five. And I'm going to do it again. One, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. That's a little better. Now, let's just see how everybody's doing out there. We're going to make sure you're here in the present moment. So here we go, releasing the energies from you. Make sure you're elsewhere. So one, two, three, four, five, and check your finger where it is here. It should be directly in front of you. Oh, here we go. Just move your finger around, see where it is. In front of you, that's good. If it's to the side a little bit, then your left side is the past, right side is the future. So here we go. For some energies. Longer. Longer. Stronger. 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 And stronger. Better there. Okay. And light beams, so we're going to bring up light beams. First one we're going to bring in, they're all going to be male energies this time, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Next, we're going to next light beam with male energy, so stronger, 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 and stronger. And the next one, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Ann, I'll just turn it back over to you there. So, how are you doing out there?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Ron. Welcome, everyone. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Amatron. Welcome, everyone. If you haven't seen Ron's website, it's creationlightship.com. You'll want to check that out and try some of the free healings. And welcome. We have a lot of information to share tonight, and I'm sure Ron will be doing more free samples. Do we all feel like we're here, present, and accounted for now, Ron?
Yeah, I think everybody feels pretty good.
Okay, great. I always like to think, I hope that we do have new listeners, and it's likely now since you were just traveling and did some expos. And we have a question about Creation Lightship. Which is how many light beings, I don't even know if you necessarily know the answer to this question, Ron, but how many light beings are on Creation Lightship? And I just thought maybe you could explain a little bit about Creation Lightship and what it is and if you know how many light beings are there.
I don't know. It depends what's needed for a particular task. I take people to the lightship, then the ones that materialize that need to be, you know, physical, because you do see them physically. But other than that, that's a good question, and I really don't have an answer for that.
Right. It's hard to do a head count, right?
Yep, hard for a head count, yep.
Now, on an archive that, you know, was quite a few years ago, someone asked you about the lightship, and you said, well, right now it is, and you went on to describe two floors, and I forget exactly what else you said. So does the lightship itself evolve and get larger and change?
Yes, it can. It'll change according to what's needed.
Interesting. Okay. And is there only one Creation Lightship, or?
Yes, there's only one, yes. Uh-huh.
Right. But then they have ships that go out from it, correct?
Yeah, Defense Fleet ships, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. Thank you, Ron. I just thought that was interesting since the person wanted to know about the light beings. And light beings are pure divine light energy, and they have different things that they do, but most of the ones that are on Creation Lightship are able to do healings, and they're the ones that assist us with the healings. And I sometimes said to people, the closest thing that's relatable, I think, to humans is to say they're similar to what we think of as angels, right, Ron, even though they're not angels.
Yeah, I guess that could be, yeah. Yeah, that might be a simple way, yes. Uh-huh.
Right, okay. All right. So we have some other questions here. A listener did request the number clearing for today, since there were a lot of fives in today's date, so thank you for doing that. And the same person was wondering if you could do a sample disconnection for us from the moon.
Okay. So this is also on the Anastar Vortex clearing. So here we go. Releasing this energy. Already yawning, so must be pretty heavy. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Hey, see how that feels for everybody.
Okay, thank you, Ron. I didn't feel anything too much. Maybe that's good news.
Yeah, that'd be good news. Too connected
to the moon right now. I don't know where it is in its size or location in the sky, and I'm glad. I used to follow that and think the moon was wonderful and look at it all the time, and now I try to ignore it. Okay, so you have given us quite a few free healings, and we actually have some comments and questions about a few of them tonight, Ron. The first one is about the environmental balance timeline crash. Someone is asking, when traveling, is putting name in only sufficient, or address and location also for effectiveness?
It depends. If it's a city and state name, that's really all that you need. You know, address could work too. But basically, probably, you know, any way would work. You know, I won't say one's better than the other, but you do want to clean and have it work for where you are, and not go too far away from your house. I guess saying it differently, you know, you don't want to, you know, like say, I want to clean out the whole state of Florida here, you know, or whatever, you know. All you do is put in where you are to help out the situation. Normally, the energy will be connecting to you where your location is maybe 95% of the time. And that's why you would want to request it for you, because it's designed to work for you.
Right. So if you're traveling, you might want to put in the location and address of where you're visiting.
Yes, that could be the case too. Uh-huh.
Right, right. Okay. And the same question for the alien generated holographic reality disconnection. Name only or situation and location added?
Try it both ways.
Okay, and then kind of see how it feels for you.
Try it both ways.
Okay. And then the other is about the gray skies clearing, which is another one of the wonderful free healings you've given us, Ron. And you've said that the aliens, unfortunately for all of us, are up in the sky, and you can tell they're there by seeing flat bottom clouds or just having gray skies. So this person wrote in, Hi Ron, I was out the other day and unable to get to a computer. The sky was the blackest I have ever seen it. Felt worse than any flat bottom clouds and not at all like rain clouds. I thought, well, I'm on my own now, so I commanded the light beings who were with me doing other healings to alert someone that there was alien activity in the sky. I drove to my destination, parked the car, then the sun was out and the skies were clear. Thank you, lightship beings, for hearing my command and eliminating some dark activity.
Very good.
Yeah. That's wonderful. That's great thinking. When we do healings, the light beings come to us. Do you want to talk about that a little, Ron, how sometimes we go to the lightship, but sometimes the light beings come to us?
Yes. You go to the lightship on the calls that I have on. When you do a clearing, they actually come to you, and you could possibly be on the lightship for some of the clearings, but typically I'll just say that you're here and they're working with you here. And normally the clearings are to clear out your energetic bodies. And those bodies could not go to the lightship. They're here. They're created by the Earth Spirit. So it has nothing to do with the creation lightship energy, because it wasn't created by the light.
Right. And so we can talk to the light beings. When we put a healing on the computer, they come to us, and we can and we probably should talk to them a little, right, Ron, out loud and kind of let them know maybe more details of what's going on with us?
Yeah, that you could do. Uh-huh. That is correct.
Okay. So that's what this person did, and it sounds like it was quite successful. Okay. Okay, here's another question. Is it wise to do many clearings at once? Can we be doing too many clearings at once? For example, okay, go ahead.
Yeah. You, if it's a similar related clearing, yeah, no problem. But yeah, you could be doing too many, and you may have consequences. So, you know, you don't want to do a lot of clearings, because you may, remember, your body has to process the energy. The energy gets taken away from you, which is great, but your body may have to integrate its energy that it has in order to, you know, feel better. So, you know, this is up to you. You know, don't do too many at once, because could have a situation where maybe you can't go to work the next day, or you feel just super tired, not knowing why. So that's the whole process, is just, you know, kind of keep it really simple and straightforward, and do what you need at the particular time. But, you know, I would not go over and do, you know, half a dozen clearings at once, because, you know, it may not be too good for you. Energy. Remember, your body has to catch up. And if your body doesn't catch up, then what's going to happen? You're going to get very tired. Normally, you should not be tired whatsoever. But, you know, saying it differently, you know, if you do too many clearings, yeah, you may get really tired. So, back to you.
Okay, Ron, thanks so much. Yes, I can understand that, you know, it might be too much. And I think someone wrote in recently that they thought they had, or we determined after discussing, that maybe they had a few too many windows open when they were working on a certain physical issue and they started to feel some sensations in their bodies. So you kind of told them that might be too many. Okay, so you have a clearing called, I believe it's Family Imprinting and Cording.
Oh boy, yeah, that's kind of a big one.
Yeah, and someone is writing in, I just thought of that, because someone's writing in about family rejection. They were together with their family last weekend. Oh, I bet it was that Mother's Day, possibly, because they said last Sunday. So anyway, can you just talk about that healing, Ron, the family courting and imprinting?
Well, it sounds like you know, that person maybe got involved with that. So yeah, what happens is I put that one up mainly for people probably who are younger, and you know, maybe typically I would think it'd be with women, but it could be for men. But I was thinking more of women when I created that, you know, thinking about it. So what it is you know. You know, maybe you're 25 years of age and your mother wants you to do things the right way and to get the right man and everything else. And the girl goes, oh, man, you know, each time I see my mother, she kind of like rags on me and gets, you know, all this stuff going on. And I don't want to really do that. And I feel quartered and connected and, you know, stuff like that. So that's why I put the clearing up so that, you know, the people could have relief from all the stuff that your parents put upon you. And so that's all those old issues. That's why I put it up, so you could get some peace in your life. Be able to, have some resolve and not be too connected to your parents or relatives. Oh, that's why the clearing is up. So, yeah, it's a very good clearing to help you out with your parents, telling you what to do and what not to do and everything else, because, you know, happen and you could, you know, find yourself feeling awful just by going to see them. Maybe you don't want to see them, but you're forced to. Anyway, that's kind of why I put that up. So back to you.
Great, Ron. Thank you. And this person is saying that they did the self-empowerment clearing, which that was a very smart thing to do for when they were going to be with their parents. And then they're wondering, they were healing family rejection, and they ran it for 600 minutes, and they're wondering, would you say that's enough?
You would know. You would know if you're feeling like something's going on, you'll feel rejected, you know, be here. It's still going to be a courting issue. Boy. I would say that you may not be completed with it, but it feels, you know, pretty good. It's kind of a rough one because 600 minutes is a good amount of time. I'd probably run it for 1,000. Get in there and do a little more on it. But it does feel pretty good.
Well, that's good. And it might be one that the person can stay clear as long as something doesn't come, you know, up again for them. And it could happen as a dream or a memory. They would, I guess, be off the CLS Now timeline if they had a memory. Or someone calling them or coming into their lives in some way, and then they might have to do it again.
Yes, and that's what happens is other people can, in a sense, slime you, you know, unfortunately. You know, remember, each day you wake up, it's like a new day for you, and you can feel great. And then you get that phone call, and you go, oh, man, air, it's downhill. So that's what you may want. That's what we have unlimited on these calls. Different clearings, so you may want to just kind of see what's happening and how you feel about things.
Is it possible to do a sample of that, Ron? Maybe family rejection?
Yeah, we could do that. So
great.
Boy, everybody has their own issues. So think of one of your issues that you have. Hey, probably going to be heavy. I'm yawning already. So let's, here we go. Think of that issue. And, let me get something to drink here. So like somebody, their parents don't want them to talk or speak or something. Okay, here we go. So think of that nice issue. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, four, and five. Oh, boy. One, two, three, four, and five. Wow. Boy, that's kind of rough. I'm just, I can't go there. Okay, go ahead. Back to you.
Okay, Ron. I would say for people who are feeling that sample that Ron did, then that might be a good healing for them to look into doing. And, again, I believe it's family imprinting.
Yes, that rings a bell.
And there's an index to, you can just put that. I believe if you put in family, it will come up. And since Ron is finding that heavy to clear us, I'm going to guess there's a few people listening that really could use that. So check that one out. Okay, here's an interesting change of subject, but a good one. I had a pop-in the other day while shopping. This lady and her cart appeared next to me out of the blue. She asked me where something was and looked very strange. I did not want to look at her again. I just said, I have no clue. I really did not even hear what she wanted. I walked away fast and said the shrink wrap. Did I go into her timeline or did she pop into mine?
Popped into yours. That's
okay.
A relief. That's the big, yeah.
Interesting. I know the store is an interesting, you know, we all have to go to, pretty much, I think, have to go to the grocery store or some stores. And I know I went into a store recently and somebody bumped into me just a little with the cart and then did this exaggerated apology. Oh, I'm so sorry, you know, and I'm like, okay. Then someone told me, complimented my outfit. And then I realized, wait a minute, what's going on? I don't think I'm protected here because usually I feel like I'm invisible. Why are all these people noticing me and talking to me and trying to connect to me? So it's better not to deal with these people. I guess this person knows that.
Yeah.
So can you talk a little bit about that, Ron, like, you know, timelines and how things like that can happen to us?
Well, people can drop into your timeline. It happens, quite frequently, especially when you're driving your car and nobody's around you and you want to do a lane change or something. And all of a sudden there's a car there and you've already looked and they weren't there before. That gets very disconcerting because at first you think something's wrong with you. Like, geez, what's wrong with me? I don't know what's going on, why I'm seeing person there. I thought I looked, and, you know, you kind of like think it's, you know, something wrong with you because maybe you almost got into an accident, you know? So that's kind of what happened, but the people do drop into your timelines. What I was kind of thinking is, what happens when, let's see. I can tell a story. Quite a while ago, we went to this lady's house. They were under attack, you know, by aliens and the men in black and different things, and they would have the helicopters fly above their house. Well, that could be on a different timeline, but anyway, this is what's happening to them. So the daughter, there was two daughters. One was... I'll just say probably 16, 17, and she was a alien baby, a test tube baby. So she had a rib cage of a dog, and the other daughter that didn't have all this experience would only sleep in the daytime because she would not sleep at night. Well, I think I helped him out somewhat, but. Boy, it was quite interesting to actually see a dog ribcage on this person. So when I was thinking about, your parents wondering about you or something, what if you're really, really tall, okay? and they're normal height, and they wonder, geez, how did we get this tall person? Well, and they've always kind of felt strange towards you about you being so tall. Maybe you look a little different. Maybe you got a really long neck or something, and they don't have that. So that would mean that you're probably maybe a hybrid. I didn't really want to bring this up, but we're kind of going there anyway. So this is to help other people listening. You know, you're probably normal. Hopefully everybody's normal listening here. But that's what happens. So if you do have that weird, you look a little different, you know, or maybe you're very, very short and your parents are tall, you know, and, you know, they're wondering, gee, what happened to this person, you know? You don't even look like the people that your parents had. Well, it's all that alien stuff. So that's kind of what we talk about on the different programs. And the aliens are here, and they have the energies to do these weird things. So if you find yourself in that situation, go, yep, I'm that tall person. That's me. And I don't look like my relatives. And my parents always kind of disown me because they don't look like a relative to me, and they wonder who or where you came from, you know. Well, that's what happens. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Someone wrote in, sample clearing on the family rejection was heavy for me. Thank you very much. And someone else wrote in, what is causing the rejection mostly? People's negative thoughts or my own negative thoughts, which are the choices on the clearing?
Yes, a psychic billboard. You want to do psychic billboard.
Oh, okay. Great idea. Then they go on to say, I only feel rejection when I'm with them now. Otherwise, I don't actively seek involvement with them. Thank you for the sample healing. It's true what you said. We were raised to be seen but not heard. That was an old saying, children should be seen and not heard.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Okay, someone wrote in, happy feet. Can Ron do air cushions for feet?
Yep, here we go, everybody. So this is a treat. So kind of wiggle your toes, maybe take your shoes off if you like. We'll start with the air cushions here. So here we go. This takes maybe 3 minutes or so to do. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So they're starting. And you may start to actually feel the energies on the bottom of your feet feeling a little bit lighter. And here we go again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, oh boy, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's just see how you're doing with that here. And we'll add some more energy to it in about 5 minutes. So back to you.
Okay, well, that felt wonderful, Ron, and I love having my feet taken care of in any way. It always feels so good, so thank you for that. Tomorrow evening, just to remind everyone, there's another BBS radio show at the same time at 7 p.m., and if you can possibly be on that show live, it's really important because we will be having a visit to Creation Lightship where you can request a sample healing, and you can only experience that live on the Saturday night show. So you can listen to the Saturday night shows on the archives also and all the others, but I always like to remind people, if you can, whatever you need to do, try to listen to the Saturday night one live. And then Sunday, too, just to also, since I'm on the subject of reminders, this Sunday and the next Sunday are 8-hour healing calls where you can spend 8 hours on the phone, either on the phone live with Ron or as an absentee where you still receive the same energy. And those are the organ rejuvenation healing calls where you also go to Creation Lightship for 8 hours of healing. So that's wonderful, and you can find out more about that on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. Okay. We have a question about religions. Religions always say that Jesus and people ascend into heaven or the sky. The aliens are in the sky. Do they ascend into the alien ships before going away?
Well, the light of the darkness does that, yes, uh-huh. Oh, yeah, if for some reason, you know, the aliens wanted to pull something off like that, you would be going into alien ships. There was somebody talking about, who deals with aliens a lot, I believe. They talk about underground light chambers and everything else. I won't get into too much of this stuff. But, yeah, the aliens are here. They'll take you wherever you want to go. So that could be, a reality to you, fortunately, if you believe in that stuff. When ascension time happens, the true story is, when it happens, you won't even know what's going on. It happens instantly. So you're not going to be, like, waiting for a little ticket number like you have, you know, when you go to a store or DMV or something, you know, and you're waiting for your number of 10,052, you know, to be taken up on a ship. No, it happens instantly. The light is turned off, and the light collects you, and you don't go to any type of ship. So it's just the light of the darkness will tell you all about that, because they want to set you up so you're waiting to have an alien ship take you. You know, maybe they even tell you to get a flashlight ready, you know. So anyway, there's a guy who comes to Mount Shasta, and that's what they do. I don't think he's been here for a while, but anyway, wanting to get people abducted. So anyway, back to you.
Yes, those alien people, and, you know, dark energy people, love Mount Shasta, don't they, Ron?
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
It is very unfortunate, yeah.
Okay. Okay, we have another question, and this is kind of, you know, in a way relates back to family, and it would be an interesting thing to talk about a bit. Hi, Ron. May I do the 7-generation clearing for my son and have it clear me?
It may clear you 5%. It will. You will feel energies, especially energetic cordings. But if you're thinking of buying it for your son and having you get a complete whole lifetime clearing on it, no, it will not do that. It's what it will do is disconnect you probably from some of the cords from your son, but it's not going to give you the same clearing.
Interesting. I can understand why someone would think that, you know, that would be a good idea, because you're the next generation.
Next generation up, yes, uh-huh.
And that, you know, okay, but you're saying it's not such a great idea.
Well, it will work. It'll help your son. So,
right.
You know, by all means, you know, you may want to do it for him, but and you may get rid of some of the energies, you know, off of you, but it's not going to be like you did the whole lifetime clearing. So just
got it.
That.
Got it. Okay. And we have another testimonial about the natal barcode clearing. Hi, Ron. I found that I was judging people with tattoos. I entered each different tattoo design I could think of and cleared it through the natal barcode. Now I am completely neutral when I see one.
Very good.
That's a great idea.
Yep. That's what it's for.
And I think it was just, it might have been just the last show, Ron, and I love this really hit home to me, that you, when you said, if you get a diagnosis of something, now you're wearing the T-shirt advertising for entities to come to you with that disease or illness or whatever. And that started me thinking about all the different things you could clear that you're labeled as, like your cultural or, you know, your heritage, like you're Irish or you're Italian or, you know, whatever, or even where you're from and all those different things. That could all be cleared on the natal barcode, couldn't it?
Yes, it could, uh-huh.
And also, if it's a big issue, I don't know, you're always identified as being Irish for some reason or, you know, and you don't want to be, you could put that in the billboard.
Yeah. If people do, you know, recognize you or do something, you know, that maybe isn't, you know, politically correct, you know, and they put you into that box, then, yeah, by all means, you may want to get rid of that psychic billboard. But yes, I would do that, because they're probably reading that on you, and maybe you have some judgment there, and automatically, you know, they're finding that and bringing it up to get mileage off of you.
Right. And the natal barcode would be good, too, right, Ron?
Yep, uh-huh.
To put in those labels. Okay, great. Okay, here's an interesting question. Somebody wrote in the other night saying they feel like they've done about half the clearings and might keep going and do the other half. And Ron has said before, and it's very true, there are so many healings. There is no possible way that everybody needs every healing. And sure enough, someone's writing in, I am new to Creation Lightship. There are so many healing services online. It seems a little bit overwhelming. If I can't get all the clearings done, does that mean I cannot ascend?
Depends, you know, what clearings, you know, you need. Okay, let's look that over again. The person reads these clearings and they go, oh, man, I have this, and I have that, and I have that one, and I have this one. Well, very possibly you need those, okay? But first, start off with the emotional clearing, and maybe a lot of those could possibly go away. So remember, those are issues that people have had, and we put clearings up to help people. It's not that you need to have, you know, all the ones that are listed there. Now, you know, if you had all the ones listed, you'd probably be, you know, feeling very good. But, you know, you just need the basic ones and then go from there to see what you need. You need, you know, the emotional, the mental, fear probably. If you're in pain, you need the pain clearing. Then, you know, if you want to get out of here, then you need to get the spirit barcode off of you. If you want to leave the planet here and not be taken by the aliens, it's your spirit, and your spirit will probably be gone forever at this point. So that one is needed. And then, you know, what else, you know, where is your stuff? But, you know, look at it as a process, you know. It's taken you your whole life to develop and to have all these problems that you're dealing with and to get activated. So, yeah, you probably need to get rid of them, but, you know, you have to look and see what you need. And you need those basic ones. And that's the way... you know, the way it is. So if you do read it and you, you know, think you need them all, well, you probably do need them all, okay? Because you know, you're telling yourself, yeah, I need all these, but you may not need them. But you may need them because they all resonate with you. But first do the basic clearings and then reevaluate yourself. And that's it. Just, you know, if you went to the website and only saw one clearing, and you go, man, I got all these issues too, right? Where do I find these other issues? Well, you'd go, wow, I'm glad that they're all here. Plus, we got a special clearing if you need something else that's not listed. So be very happy that all those clearings are on the website so you can help yourself out. Otherwise, you'd have no way to do that. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And someone asked us to discuss the victim clearing, and maybe it's a good time to bring that in now. My thought about that was that you know, for instance, I don't walk around in my life feeling like I'm a victim, but I certainly have in my past felt like a victim, and usually it's something you see later. But that sounds like a really powerful clearing, and I wonder if there are people that might need that but not even realize that they need it.
Yeah, that could be true. Uh-huh. You know, it all depends, you know, what, you know, everybody has different situations. I can do a sample of that. What do you think what should I look at? Any idea?
Well, we were talking about families. How about if you've been victimized by your family?
Okay. Or in a relationship. You know, let's use that, family you know, it could be a boyfriend, girlfriend, or, you know, neighbor or somebody. So just think of your situation. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, oh boy, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Wow. So back to you.
Wow. Okay. Thank you, Ron. So I hope that was helpful to the listener who's curious about that. And I guess the best way, you know, Ron, is what you usually say, that if you feel something, then if you felt something released during that, then it's probably a good idea to do the whole life clearing. Right?
Yeah. And I think I'll do the air cushions right now. We'll continue on with those too.
Yeah, we have a thank you for that. Someone wrote, happy feet. Thank you.
Yep, so here we go. A little more air cushions for everybody. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Kind of wiggle your toes now. 1, 2, 3, 4, getting rough, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh dear, 1, 2, and now it's lighting up, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now somebody has had something with their feet going on. So it's better now. So get up, walk around, see how you're feeling. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. That feels really lovely. okay. I have been doing a lot of timeline crashes with the psychic billboard, and now I realize that by working social services with customers and clients that are disenfranchised and some formerly incarcerated has kept me down and prevented me from attaining financial abundance because of working in that environment and getting corded to poverty vibrations. I'm going to leave the social services field. I made a mistake leaving the financial services field because I didn't know Creation Lightship back in 2007. I have to be around wealth to attract wealth. I've been touching expensive luxury cars when I see them parked, and I feel so much better when I do.
Oh, great.
Yes, that's something you suggested, and then we want to put the energy back in the car, though, right, Ron, after we touch it?
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
Right. We don't want to, because you don't want to turn into a car or something.
Yes.
But thank you for that, listener. Okay. Okay, someone wrote in about they, as I've learned more about timelines, I realize, well, I won't go into the details, but they had a car accident. And they were very shaken and then very apologetic, thinking it was their fault. But they were being very careful, Ron, and they looked both ways, and then all of a sudden that car was just there. And so even though they said they were sorry, it kept, I always thought, where the heck did that car come from? And now I know. Thank you, Creation Lightship.
Wow, yeah. Yep. So now you know where the car came from, you know?
Right.
Beyond
right,
all.
And yeah. Okay. In regard to your comment about alien tube-created babies, one of the younger generation in my family resembles everyone except has bright red hair and blue eyes. Also, unlike the rest of us, has a very high IQ and gets straight A's on her report card. She's the different-looking one, but is attractive, unlike the rest of us, in my opinion. Did the aliens finally get it right?
Possibly, yeah. Like I mentioned before, this isn't... Most aliens, people that have been here for a while, but not a really long time, okay, they're going to have long necks. That's how you tell an alien. Long fingers, and their eyes are normally pretty wide. And so they're the ones that haven't been really inbred yet, you know, from the alien, you know, energy. So maybe they've been here, you know, for, you know, maybe I'll just stab at five generations or so. Now, so if your friend happens to, your cousin or whoever, sister, I don't know what relationship it was, but if the person happens to have that, then yeah, more than likely they could have been, and I won't say this for sure, but they could have been a, you know, test tube baby inserted into the mother at some point, and that's what happens, and that's a lot of things that happen here. You know, it's not an uncommon, you know, situation, so just know that. That's what the aliens do. They've been here for a long time, and we're in their playground, and so that's what happens. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. I saw a headline today that since the 90s, people's IQs are going up. I thought that was very interesting. So we're becoming a little more mental, and I'm sure the aliens love that.
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
Okay, you have given us a wonderful money exercise to do, if you will, or a tool, which is to have some money with you that's a significant amount for you and carry it with you on your body, you know, in your pocket or something, so it's close to you. And so a listener, and the reason you do that is to kind of clear your money issues so that your body feels more comfortable with money. So a listener did that once with a $100 bill, I guess, and once with a $50, and lost both of them. If
wow.
I have this happen, yeah, what is the best clearing to use to turn this around?
Wow. Okay. I'm line crashing. Do some timeline crashing.
Right. Yeah, that's interesting. So the exercise worked, I would say, because they found out that there's something is happening with them not keeping money.
Yeah, yeah, that's good to know, you know.
Yeah.
Had that, you know, it had to happen that way. But, you know, just think how much money you are losing, you know, by not having it come to you. So that's
right.
Probably at least you got awakened now of what's going on. That's good.
Right. And remember just the other day, a listener wrote in and they got their cat back after being lost for a whole month from doing timeline crashes. So maybe the actual money will come back to this listener. So try that, listener, and let us know.
Yep.
Okay, someone else wrote in about the natal barcode. I'm sorry, Ron, were you going to say something?
I think it's very good. So.
Yeah. Someone wrote in about the natal barcode, something else. On the natal barcode healing, I cleared my nationalities and countries of origin. Big release there. Job titles and roles I performed over the years, still working on that. I also got a new car and remembered to clear the new license plate number and its identifying PIN number, color, make, and model. Remember to clear all the new things we get. Great suggestion, listener. Thank you for that. Especially all the numbers in our lives, right, Ron? It's good to clear from.
Yes, that's very, very good. Wow.
And then also all your old cars, the car you used to own, like if you just traded one in or...
Yeah, you know, that could be sad, you know, but I won't get into that.
What, letting your car go and change, you know, trading up to a different one?
Yeah, you know, maybe had a 1964 Volkswagen or something, you know, the old Beetle, and it's gone, and now you wish you had it, you know. Anyway.
Well, can you maybe do a sample for us for being sad about a former car?
Sure. So here we go, car sadness. Rail.
Right.
Oh, boy. Here we go. So releasing the energies. One, two, oh, man, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And, boy, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. Well, that's feeling a little better here. Still heavy, but it's feeling better.
I was going to say, I guess we really hit on something there, huh?
Yep.
And it's already time to say goodnight, Ron. Time went so quickly tonight.
We'll go a little bit longer.
Oh, can we? Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Yes, my... son said to me once, "You used to own that car, Mom. Oh, why didn't you keep it?" I would love to have that now. So I guess he's sad about that. Okay, well, we do have some more messages here. Someone wrote in, "My frequency. What could it mean when I feel like I'm vibrating so fast people can't see me?"
Ah, well, that's actually probably pretty good. You're just holding, you know, you're on a different timeline. That's the reason why they're not seeing you. So if you want to see them, then you need to connect to their timeline. Well, there's two ways to look at it. Is it good for you or bad for you, you know? If you already have a job and you're already connected to people, then that can be great. But the other side of the coin is maybe, you know, you need to have more interaction with people and they're not coming to you. So either way, oh boy, that's pretty heavy. Either way, it could be, you know, something going on and it could be good or bad for you. But the reason is that you're probably on different timelines. So if you're okay with where you are, that's great.
Right, like I said before, if I go into the grocery store, I want to be invisible. I don't want people seeing me. So yeah. It's a good thing, but maybe if I'm I don't know, looking for a job, and I want people to notice me, then it's not a good thing.
Yep, that's true.
Okay. Another question. I have a few relatives who have some mental condition to be healed. I do not think they are receptive to Creation Lightship technology. Is it possible for healing services purchased on their behalf to be done by Creation Lightship beings? I read somewhere on the website that it cannot be done by me because of some negative effect.
No, you can purchase a clearing for anybody, except for the one clearing, which would be the space-time crash. So, and you can do the clearing for them. Just pay for the clearing, put their name in, and voila, you got it, and you're ready to go. Just do it for them. And it'll take maybe 3 days to, actually come into full manifestation for them.
Yes, I'm not sure what that listener read, but they did misunderstand that, and they're asking, is it acceptable to request for the spirit barcode removal to be done for a few people? And that certainly is fine, right, Ron?
Yep, just go in there like you're a brand new person and purchase it and then do it for them.
Right, so you just go, they're saying they're not living with them, that doesn't matter, and where can I request it? You just, for instance, put in spirit barcode if that's the one you want to do, and your name comes up as the person paying for it, and then but it does ask who you're purchasing it for, and you just put the person's name in there and their name in the healing when you start it. And that's a great question, though. I mean, and I'm sorry the person, had that confusion, but that's what we're here for. So send those in, and we're happy to answer them.
Yep.
Also, I meant to mention earlier, we, of course, have this listener page you can put your questions and comments into, but you also are free anytime you'd like to send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll read all of your questions, comments, testimonials. If you have any requests for Ron to do certain sample healings, we'd love to get those also. So send them in, and you'll hear it on the radio show. Okay, someone is asking, how is it that Jesus has no DNA?
The body was prepared specially for being here, so the DNA was deactivated.
Okay, Ron, are there any other samples we can do? I was thinking that thank you for doing the feet cushions. That feels really wonderful, and I hope everyone's enjoying that. But you said, though, people had some feet things going on. Is there any other samples we could do, maybe an entity release and a pain body release of the feet?
Very good. Yeah. Let's do that. Let's do a entity. That's probably the main one. So here we go. Release entities out of your feet. So one, two, three, oh boy, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Wow. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 20. And one, two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, and 30. Okay, see how your feet are feeling. And I'll do a pain release if you have pain in your feet. So here we go, just releasing the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. Well, this should be a good show for a lot of healings going on, so hopefully people are feeling great. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. And, you have said that when you or the light beings get rid of entities and aliens, I think this is how you've said it, that they're asked first, do they want to go to the light? And I know you even did that. We witnessed you doing it at the expo in L.A., where a whole lot of aliens came and wanted to be brought to the light. But does that happen with the entities that are, basically we're talking about human ghosts? Are they brought to the light, or are they just something that needs to just be zapped away?
Yeah, they're taken, the Earth Spirit takes them.
The
Earth Spirit created these entities, emotional bodies, and so it's responsible for releasing them or from you. Somehow the dark side, the aliens maybe did something to the frequency so that the Earth Spirit couldn't find them or connect to them. But basically, once we do the clearing, then automatically the Earth Spirit will get and take those energies away. They don't go to the light ship. So that's kind of how that works, in case you're wondering.
Interesting. So when we die, when a human dies throughout history, what was supposed to happen is their emotional body was just supposed to become part of the Earth and the Earth Spirit. But the aliens interfered with that. And that's why all these entities are, like, floating around and bothering us all the time?
Yep, you got it right.
Okay. Yes, and if you're a new listener, we have bad news. Entities are everywhere, and they're mucking up our lives at every opportunity. And you need to just know that and be aware that they can be messing with you, and it's really great to do the entity clearing. And also to just command them to be away from you all the time. That's why when anyone has an issue, the first thing Ron suggests is the entity clearing, because they're often attracted to pain and injuries and illnesses and that kind of thing. Oh, we were going to do a sample also of the pain body healing. Ron, can we do that? Do we have time?
I can do that real quick here. So okay. Here we go, pain body. One, releasing the energy. Two, three. Oh, boy, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do the mind to heart drop for everybody. And you have to command your spirit, otherwise you're in the mental realm. You don't want to be there. And remember, your thoughts create your reality of darkness. So here we go. Expand in your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head and bring them into your heart. And that way you're going to be in peace and won't have any mind chatter and feel wonderful. So here we go, dropping down. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Great. There we go, everybody. So enjoy that. Blessings. And we will see you tomorrow night, Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, everybody out there. So, bye, everyone. Blessings.
Thank you, Ron. Bye, all.